Welcome, Tale Tellers. It's a Haunted Monday, where we have our Tale Teller, Nacho Queen's experience working in a haunted hospital. Those places are freaky enough at night, without having ghosts or paranormal entities playing with your head. Before we jump right into our haunted mansion, of sorts, some shoutouts for the fans that support this channel. The two fan support heavyweights Troy Shaw and Blackpaw360, cheers for supporting this channel and putting it on the podcast map. I am really, really grateful. Thank you so much for your support. Major thanks to Snazzy Finch, what a great name, and all those likes, I really appreciate it, and whose comments always leave me laughing. Absolutely fantastic. We also have BB Beckman, Rovizi4, Mischules, Dostrillin, Waldo Tibbs, Tarzan Red, this will be a long one, user 41309-8097, Ickley Nikki, Sonic Maestro, and Patsy. And not to mention the Crazy Town podcast. If you haven't heard of those guys, go over there, check them out. They talk about all the weird and wackiest and strangest things, and they're absolutely fantastic. So, that's a lot of support. So thank you all. You're just fantastic. You people keep this channel going. So, you know what time it is? Time to turn the lights off, the sound up, and get ready for something different. In 2012, I got a part-time job working at one of the biggest hospitals in my hometown. My schedule was either every other weekend from 4 p.m. to midnight. Now, my weekends were pretty free, and it gave me time to study for my classes when work was slow. Essentially, I was the after-hours answering service for different pediatric offices in the area. If the phone wasn't ringing, I had free time without busy work. The nurses working with me had the option of working remote, so some nights I would be all alone. But I wasn't just alone in our office. The entire building was empty. It was a building across the street from the main hospital campus, and it was empty on the weekends except for us, which was me, and a security guard that walked through twice a night. That was okay with me for a while. I've always been an introvert, and an empty office to myself was a safe place to read, study, and Netflix when I wasn't working. For a few weeks, I didn't notice anything wrong with this office. My desk was in a corner, with the main entryway behind me and the kitchen and second bathroom down the hall to my left. When I had to go to the kitchen, I always avoided looking down the hall to the right. One chair sat at the end, and it always felt like the chair was spoken for, or it just wasn't my place to go near it. Looking at it felt disrespectful, if that makes sense. I mentioned my weird fear of the chair one night to a coworker, and he told me he had seen an old man sitting in the chair one night, out of the corner of his eye. He also told me that one night he laughed aloud at something and heard his laugh echo down the hall, and another time he sneezed and heard, "Bless you," from down the hall. This all happened when he was alone. I spoke to one of the nurses about it, one of the more spiritual ones, and she told me she felt it too, but wouldn't let it get to her and encouraged me to ignore it too. After asking around some more, I realized nearly everyone who worked there had a weird experience, and some didn't seem willing to share. For months, I ignored my fear and tried to distract myself when I was alone. I can't tell you how scary it was to walk down to my car by myself through the empty building at the end of my shift. It felt like I was being followed out of the office, like I wasn't alone. I had the choice to call security, and they would be waiting in the parking lot and watch me get into my car, but I didn't do this very often. But I did feel safer when I got outside. I'll never forget the one night that broke my resolve to ignore it and be strong. At some point in the evening, I started hearing something like scratching, or maybe knocking on the ceiling behind me. I don't like to jump to conclusions, so I brushed it off as someone working upstairs, but I still wasn't sure anyone else was in the building. Over the next 2 hours or so, I kept hearing the noise. I didn't want to tell myself it was getting closer, but I knew it was. But I kept reading and watching TV on my iPad. It was a super slow night, obviously. I didn't notice that the noise had moved to right behind me and slightly above me. Only an hour before my shift ended, the ceiling tiles above my head all raised up and slammed down hard. I burst into tears and lost control. I called the nurse who was working from home and asked her what to do, like she could help me. She offered to let me go home and would take the calls for me, but as I told her more and more about this, I felt pretty crazy, and sounded like I was only getting crazier. Now I knew I couldn't justify on paper that I left work an hour early because of spooky slamming noises. And partially as a result of this, I quit soon afterwards. I did all I could to get the nurses to work in the office with me on the weekends. I tried to tell myself it was someone upstairs jumping on the floor, that it was something to do with the air conditioning. But the only conclusion I could come to is that something is not okay about that place, and I'm glad to get out. Fun fact, I found out later that my late paternal grandfather worked as a family practice doctor in the same building, possibly on the same floor. I haven't looked into it further, but I've wondered about it for years. Far out, not show queen. The one that gets me is the talking in the hallway at night, and the silence that you encounter when you walk towards the room where the mysterious man visits your patients. It's really, really eerie. I thank you, Nacho Queen, for an absolutely fantastic story. Remember, if you like this episode, take 2 seconds, just 2 seconds, to click that like, follow, and repost button if you're feeling generous. And why do I ask this? Because these stories are all written down by people like you, and this is a forum to spread those creative works, as well as true accounts. If you're listening on an Apple platform, ratings also help a lot. I don't think I have enough ratings yet to register a value on Apple, but with your support, we can change that. But I'll need your help. So a massive thank you to you, the listener. And remember, if you have a story of your own, or any story you want to share, paranormal, ghosts, your own handwritten stories regarding creepy encounters or creepy tales, just talk to me. I always respond, and we can see how best to bring your story to life. So, tale tellers, this is the place where stories live, and you tale tellers come to listen. Enjoy your day or night, and join me every weekday for our creepy tradition. And as always, till next time.